Surat Ala Imran, Alif Lam Allah. There is no God but Him, the Living, the Eternal. He has revealed to you this book with the truth, confirming the scripture which preceded it, as He revealed the Torah and the Injil before this, as a guidance for mankind, and also revealed this Al-Furqan. Surely those who reject Allah's revelations will be sternly punished. Allah is mighty, capable of retribution. For sure, nothing in the earth or in the heavens is hidden from Allah. It is He who shapes your bodies in the wombs of your mothers as He pleases. There is no God but Him, the Mighty, the Wise. He is the one who has revealed to you the book. Some of its verses are decisive. They are the foundation of the book, while others are allegorical. Those whose hearts are infected with disbelief follow the allegorical part to mislead others and to give it their own interpretation, seeking for its hidden meanings. But no one knows its hidden meanings except Allah. Those who are well grounded in knowledge say, "We believe in it. It is all from our Rabb." None will take heed except the people of understanding. They say, "Our Rabb, do not cause our hearts to deviate now after you have guided us. Grant us your own mercy. You are the guarantor of bounties without measure. Our Rabb, you will surely gather all mankind before you on the day about which there is no doubt. Surely Allah does not break His promise. Surely neither their wealth nor their children will save the unbelievers from the wrath of Allah. They are the ones who will become the fuel for hellfire. Their end will be the same as the people of Fir'aun and their predecessors who denied our revelations. So Allah called them to account for their sins. Allah is strict in retribution. Say, O Muhammad, to the unbelievers, soon you will be overpowered and driven together to hell, which is a horrible refuge. Indeed, the life of men is tempted by love and desire for women, children, the hoarding of treasures of gold and silver, branded horses, wealth of cattle and plantations. These are the comforts of the transitory life of this world. The everlasting best comfort, however, is with Allah. Say, shall I tell you of better things than these with which the righteous will be rewarded by their Rabb? There will be gardens beneath which rivers flow, where they will live forever with spouses of perfect chastity and the good pleasure of Allah. Allah is watching His servant very closely. The righteous people are those who pray, "Our Rabb, we sincerely believe in You. Please forgive our sins and save us from the agony of the hell fire," who are steadfast, sincere, obedient, and charitable, and who pray for forgiveness in the morning time. Allah Himself has testified to the fact that there is no God but Him, and so do the angels and those who are well grounded in knowledge, standing firm on justice. There is no Ilah except Him, the Mighty, the Wise. Surely the only deen in the sight of Allah is Al-Islam. Those to whom the book was given did not adopt ways different from this except out of envy among themselves, and after true knowledge had come to them. They should know that Allah is swift in calling to account those who deny His revelations. So if they argue with you, tell them, "I have submitted myself entirely to Allah, and so have those who follow me." Then ask those who are given the book and those who are illiterate, "Will you also submit yourselves to Allah?" If they become Muslims, they shall be rightly guided. But if they turn back, you need not worry, because your sole responsibility is to convey the message. Allah is watching all His servants very closely. Give a warning to those who deny Allah's revelations. Have you not seen the behavior of those who have been given a portion of the book? When they are invited to settle their disputes according to the book of Allah, some of them turn back and decline. This is because they say, "The fire of hell shall not touch us. Even if it does, it will be for a few days." In their religion, They are deceived by their own self-invented beliefs. What will they do when we will gather them together on the day which is sure to come, when every soul will be given what it has earned, and there shall be no injustice? Say, O Allah, Master of all the kingship, you give the kingdom to whom you please, and take away the kingdom from whomsoever you please. You give honor whom you please, and disgrace whom you please. All the good is in your hand. Surely you have power over everything. You cause the night to pass into the day, and you cause the day to pass into the night. You draw the living from the dead, and you draw the dead from the living. And you provide sustenance for anyone you wish, without measure. Let not the believers make unbelievers their protectors rather than the believers. Anyone who does so will have nothing to hope for from Allah, except if you do so as a precaution to guard yourselves against their tyranny. Anyhow, Allah warns you to fear Him, because with Allah is your final refuge. Say, whether you conceal what is in your heart or reveal it, it is known to Allah. He knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Allah has full power over everything. On the day of judgment, when every soul will be confronted with whatever good it has done, as for its evil deeds, it will wish they were a long way off. Allah cautions you to beware of him. Allah is full of kindness towards his devotees. Tell the people, O Muhammad, if you sincerely love Allah, then follow me. Allah will also love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Also tell them, obey Allah and his Rasul. In spite of this, if they turn back, then warn them that Allah does not love the disobedient. Indeed, Allah exalted Adam, Nuh, the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran above all the worlds. They were the offsprings of one another. Allah hears all and knows all. Allah heard when the wife of Imran said, O my Rabb, I dedicate to your service what is in my womb. Please accept it from me. You alone hear all and know all. When she gave birth to a girl instead of a boy, she said, My Rabb, I have given birth to a girl. Allah knew very well what she had delivered, and that the male is not like the female. I have named her Miriam, and I seek your protection for her and her children from the mischief of Shaitan the accursed. Her Rabb graciously accepted that girl. He made her grow up as a good girl and entrusted her to the care of Zachariah. Whenever Zachariah entered the sanctuary to see her, he found with her food. He asked, O Miriam, from where did you get it? She replied, It came from Allah. In fact, Allah gives to whom he wants, without measure. Thereupon Zachariah prayed to his Rabb, saying, O my Rabb, grant me a righteous child as your special favor. Surely you hear all prayers. As he stood praying in the mihrab, the angels called out to him, saying, Allah gives you good news of a son to be named Yahya. He will confirm the word of Allah. He will be a great leader, chaste, and a prophet from among the righteous. He said, O my Rabb, how can I have a son now that I have reached an old age and my wife is barren? Such is the will of Allah, he replied. Allah does what he wants. Zachariah said, My Rabb, grant me a sign. It was said to him, Your sign is that you will not be able to speak to people for 3 days except through gestures. During this time you should remember your Rabb very much, and glorify him in the evening and in the morning. There came the time when angels said, O Miriam, surely Allah has exalted you, purified you, and preferred you for his service over all the women of the world. O Miriam, be obedient to your Rabb. Prostrate and bow down in worship with other worshippers. O Muhammad, this is the news from the unseen which we are revealing to you. You were not present with them when the priests of the temple cast their pens to decide which of them should be the guardian of Miriam, nor were you with them when they argued about it. When the angel said, O Miriam, Allah gives you the good news with a word from him that you will be given a son. His name will be Messiah, Isa, the son of Miriam. He will be noble in this world and the hereafter, and he will be from those who are very close to Allah. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in his old age, and he will be among the righteous. Hearing this, Miriam said, O my Rabb, how can I have a son when no man has ever touched me? He replied, Even so, Allah creates however he wants. Whenever he decides to do anything, he only says to it, Be, and it is. Allah will teach your son the book, the wisdom, the Torah, and the Injil, and send him forth as a Rasul to the children of Israel with this message. I have brought you signs of my appointment from your Rabb. I will make for you the likeness of a bird from clay. I will breathe into it, and with Allah's leave, it will become a living bird. I will heal the blind and the lepers, and raise the dead to life by Allah's leave. Furthermore, I will tell you what you have eaten and what you have stored in your houses. Surely these are the signs to convince you if you are believers. I am appointed to confirm that which is before me from the Torah, and to make lawful to you some of the things forbidden to you. Now I have brought you the signs from your Rabb. Therefore fear Allah and obey me. In fact, Allah is my Rabb as well as your Rabb. Therefore worship him. This is the right way. When Isa found out that they had no faith, he asked, Who will help me in the cause of Allah? The disciples replied, We will help you in the cause of Allah. We believe in Allah. Be our witness that we are Muslims. Then they invoked Allah and said, Our Rabb, we believe in what you have revealed, and we follow your Rasul. Please count us with those who bear witness. The unbelievers among the children of Israel plotted against Isa. And Allah also devised a plan to raise him up, and Allah is the best in planning. Allah said, O Isa, I'm going to recall you and raise you up to myself. I will clean you of those who rejected you and exalt your followers above the unbelievers until the day of resurrection. Then to me shall be your return, and I shall judge those matters in which you have been disputing. Those who are unbelievers will be punished with severe punishment in this world and the hereafter. They shall have no helpers. As for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will pay them their full reward. Allah does not love the transgressors. This revelation which we recite to you is full of signs and wise reminders. In fact, the example of the birth of Isa in the sight of Allah is like the example of Adam, who had no father and mother, whom he created out of dust, then said to him, Be, and he was. This is the truth from your Rabb. Therefore, do not be of those who doubt it. If anyone disputes with you concerning this matter, after full knowledge has come to you, say, Come, let us gather our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then let us earnestly pray and invoke the curse of Allah on the liars. Verily, this is the absolute true explanation. The fact of the matter is that there is no God but Allah, and for sure Allah is the mighty, the wise. But if they turn away from accepting this challenge, it will be clear proof of their mischief, and Allah has full knowledge of mischief makers. Say, O people of the book, let us get together on what is common between us and you, that we shall worship none but Allah, that we shall not associate any partners with him, that we shall not take from among ourselves any lords beside Allah. If they reject your invitation, then tell them, bear witness that we are Muslims. O people of the book, why do you argue with us about Ibrahim as to whether he was a Jew or a Christian? You know that the Torah and the Injil were revealed long after him. Have you no sense at all? So far you have been arguing about things of which you had some knowledge. Must you now argue about that of which you know nothing at all? Allah knows while you do not. Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was a Muslim, true in faith. He was not one of the mushrikeen. Surely the people nearest to Ibrahim are those who follow him, which are this prophet and those who believe with him. Allah is the protector of only those who are the believers. Some of the people of the book want to mislead you, but they mislead none except themselves, though they do not realize it. O people of the book, why do you deny the revelations of Allah when you know that they are true? O people of the book, why do you confound the truth with falsehood and knowingly conceal the truth? Some of the people of the book say to one another, believe in what is revealed to the believers in the morning and deny it in the evening, so that they may follow suit and abandon their faith. Do not follow anyone except the one who follows your own religion. O Muhammad, tell them, the only true guidance is the guidance of Allah. These people of the book do not believe that revelation could be sent to anyone besides themselves, like that which has been sent to you, or that they will ever argue with you in the presence of your Rabb. Tell them, for sure grace is in the hands of Allah. He bestows it on whom He pleases. Allah has boundless knowledge. He chooses for His mercy whom He pleases. Allah is the owner of mighty grace. Among the people of the book, there are some who, if you trust them with a heap of gold, will readily return it back. And there are others who, if you trust them with a single dinar, will not return it back unless you constantly keep on demanding. Because they say, we are not going to be called to account for our behavior with the illiterates. Thus they deliberately ascribe a lie to Allah, knowing well that He never permitted such wrongdoing. In fact, those who keep their promise and guard themselves against evil are His beloved, for Allah loves only those who guard themselves against evil. In fact, those who sell the covenants of Allah and their own oaths for a petty price shall have no portion in the hereafter. Allah will neither speak to them, nor even look at them, nor cleanse them from their sins on the day of judgment. They shall have painful punishment. There are some among them who twist their tongues, pretending a quote from their holy book, so that you may think that what they read is part of the book, whereas in fact it is not part of the book. They also assert it is from Allah, whereas in fact it is not from Allah. Thus, they deliberately ascribe a lie to Allah. It is not possible for a man whom Allah has given the book, the wisdom and the prophethood, that he would say to the people, worship me instead of Allah. On the contrary, he would say, be devoted worshippers of your Rabb in accordance with the holy book you have been teaching and reading. He would never ask you to take angels and prophets as your lords. Would he ask you to become kafir after you have become Muslim? Allah took a covenant with the prophets, saying, now that you have been given the book and wisdom, there will come to you a Rasul who will confirm that which is with you. You will have to believe in him and help him in his mission. Then he said, do you affirm this covenant and agree to take this heavy responsibility? The prophets replied, yes, we do affirm. Allah said, very well, bear witness to this, and I too bear witness with you. Now if anyone turns back after this, he will become the transgressor. Are they looking for a religion other than the deen of Allah, knowing well that everything in the heavens and in the earth willingly or unwillingly has submitted to Him, and to Him they shall all return? O Prophet, say, we believe in Allah and what is revealed to us and what was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Isaac, Yaqub, and their descendants. and in that which was given to Musa, Isa, and other prophets from their Rabb. We do not discriminate between any one of them, and to Allah do we submit in Islam. If anyone is looking for a religion other than Islam, then let it be known that it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. How can it be that Allah would guide those people who commit kufr after their iman acknowledged that the Rasul is true and clear proofs have come to them? Allah does not guide such wrongdoers. The reward of such people is that upon them is the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. They shall remain under it forever. Neither will their punishment be lightened, nor will they be given respite. However, those who repent after this and mend their ways, verily Allah is forgiving, merciful. However, those who disbelieve after their belief, then go on adding to their disbelief, their repentance will never be accepted, because they intentionally chose to go astray. As to those who are unbelievers and die while they are unbelievers, if they were to fill up the whole earth with gold and offer it as a ransom for each one of them, that would not be accepted. These are the ones who... Say, O people of the book, why do you deny the revelations of Allah? Allah himself is a witness to your actions. Say, O people of the book, why do you obstruct the believers from the path of Allah and desire that they follow the crooked way while you yourselves are witnesses to Allah's covenant? Allah is not unmindful of what you do. O believers, if you were to obey a group of those who were given the book, they would turn you back from belief to unbelief. Just think, how can you turn away from belief on their statements when Allah's revelations are being recited to you and Allah's Rasul is among you? Whoever holds fast to Allah will indeed be guided towards the right way. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not but as true Muslims. Altogether hold fast to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies. He united your hearts, so by his favor you became brethren. You were at the brink of the fiery pit, and he saved you from it. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, so that you may be rightly guided. You are the best nation which has ever been raised for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin good, forbid evil, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it would surely have been better for them. Among them some are believers, but most of them are transgressors. Anyhow, they can do no harm to you except a trifling annoyance. If they do fight against you, they will turn their backs and run, getting no help from anywhere. Disgrace will be branded on them wherever they are found, except where they get refuge under the favor of Allah or the patronage of other people. They have incurred the wrath of Allah and have been branded with misery because they disbelieved Allah's revelations and slew his prophets unjustly, and because they disobeyed and transgressed the limits. Yet they are not all alike. There are some among the people of the book who are upright, who recite revelations. You are the best nation which has ever been raised for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin good, forbid evil, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it would surely have been better for them. Among them some are believers, but most of them are transgressors. Anyhow, they can do no harm to you except a trifling annoyance. If they do fight against you, they will turn their backs and run, getting no help from anywhere. Disgrace will be branded on them wherever they are found, except when they get refuge under the favor of Allah or the patronage of other people. They have incurred the wrath of Allah and have been branded with misery because they disbelieved Allah's revelations and slew his prophets unjustly, and because they disobeyed and transgressed the limits. Yet they are not all alike. There are some among the people of the book who are upright, who recite the revelations of Allah all night long, and then prostrate before him. They believe in Allah and the last day. They enjoin good and forbid evil, and rush in emulating each other in good deeds. These are the righteous people. Whatever good they do, its reward will not be denied to them. Allah knows the righteous. Surely for those who are unbelievers, neither their wealth nor their children shall in the least protect them from the wrath of Allah. They will be the inmates of the hellfire and live therein forever. What they spend in this life may be compared to a freezing wind which strikes and destroys the tillage of people who have wronged themselves. Allah is not unjust to them. It is they who have done injustice to their own souls. O believers, do not make intimate friendships with any but your own people. The unbelievers will not miss any opportunity to corrupt you. They desire nothing but your destruction. Their malice has become evident from what they say, and what they conceal in their hearts is far worse. We have made our revelations plain to you if you want to comprehend. Whereas you love them, they do not love you. Even though you believe in their holy books, when they meet you, they say, "We also believe in your prophet and your Quran." But when they are alone, they bite their fingertips in rage against you. Say to them, "May you perish in your rage. Surely Allah knows all the secrets of the heart. When you are blessed with good fortune, they grieve. But if some misfortune overtakes you, they rejoice. If you are patient and guard yourself against evil, their schemes will not harm you in any way. Surely Allah encompasses all their actions." O Muhammad, remember that morning when you left your household at an early hour to assign the believers to their battle posts. Allah hears and knows everything. Remember when two of your companies became faint-hearted and Allah protected them through strengthening their hearts. In Allah should the believers put their trust. Allah helped you at the Battle of Badr when you were helpless. Therefore, have fear of Allah. Perhaps you may become thankful. Remember when you said to the believers, "Is it not enough that Allah should send down 3,000 angels to help you?" Of course. If you remain patient and on your guard, Allah will send to your aid not 3,000, but 5,000 specially marked angels in case of sudden attack from the enemy. Allah has told you this as good news, and that your hearts may be at ease thereby. Victory comes only from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise, so that He might cut off a flank of the unbelievers or put them to flight, making them withdraw with utter disappointment. O Prophet, you have no authority to decide the affair. It is up to Allah whether He pardon or punish them, since they are wrongdoers. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He pardons whom He pleases and punishes whom He pleases. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, do not live on usury which is compounded over and over again. Have fear of Allah so that you may prosper. Guard yourselves against the fire which is prepared for the unbelievers. Obey Allah and His Rasul so that you may find mercy. Rush towards the forgiveness from your Rabb, to a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth, which is prepared for the righteous people. They are those who spend generously in the way of Allah, whether they are in prosperity or in adversity, who control their anger and forgive other people, for Allah loves such charitable people, who if they commit an indecency or wrong their own souls, earnestly remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. For no one can forgive sins except Allah. And those who do not knowingly persist in something wrong which they have done, such people will be rewarded with forgiveness from their Rabb, plus gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. How excellent is the reward for such laborers. As for those who reject the divine revelations, there have been many examples before you. Travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected the truth. This is a clear declaration to mankind, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Do not grieve and get disheartened, for you will have the upper hand if you are the believers. If you have suffered a wound, so did the enemy. We alternate these days of varying fortunes among mankind so that Allah may know the true believers and take witnesses to the truth from among you. For Allah does not love the unjust people, and that Allah may purge the believers and annihilate the unbelievers. Do you think you will enter paradise without going through the trial? Allah has not yet tested you to see who among you strive hard for his cause and show patience for his sake. You certainly used to wish for death before you confronted it. Now you have seen with your own eyes what it is like. Muhammad is no more than a Rasul of Allah, like the Rasuls that passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you turn back on your heels? He that turns back on his heels will do no harm to Allah, but Allah will reward the thankful. No one dies without the permission of Allah. The term of every life is fixed. He that desires the reward in this world shall be given it here, and he that desires the reward in the hereafter shall be given it there. Soon we will reward the thankful. In the past, many prophets had fought in the way of Allah with a large number of godly people. They did not lose heart during the adversities that befell them in the path of Allah. They neither showed weakness nor submitted to falsehood. Allah loves the steadfast. Their only words were, "Our Rabb, forgive our sins and our excesses, establish our feet firmly and give us victory over the unbelievers." Therefore, Allah gave them the reward in this world, and also an excellent reward awaits them in the hereafter. Allah loves the righteous who are good to others. O believers, if you yield to the unbelievers, they will drag you back to unbelief, and you will become the losers. The fact is that Allah is your protector, and He is the best of all helpers. Soon we shall cast terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, for they commit shirk with Allah, for whom He has revealed no authority. The hellfire shall be their home, and evil is the home of the wrongdoers. Allah did indeed fulfill His promise to you when, with His leave, you defeated them, until you flinched and fell into dispute about the order and disobeyed the Prophet after Allah had brought within your sight the booty which you loved. Among you, there were some who desired the gain of this world and some who desired the gain of the hereafter. He allowed you to be defeated in order to test you, but now He has forgiven you, for Allah is gracious to the believers. Remember how you fled in panic and did not even look back at one another while the Rasul at your rear was calling out to you. Consequently, Allah inflicted upon you one sorrow after another to teach you a lesson. Not to grieve for what you lose, nor at any misfortune you may encounter. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Then, after this grief, He bestowed peace on some of you, a slumber which overcame them, while the others were stirred to anxiety by their own fancies, holding unjust and wrong suspicions about Allah, the suspicions of ignorance. Now they ask, "Have we any say in the matter?" Tell them, "All matters are in the hands of Allah. They hide in their minds what they dare not reveal to you. They mean to say, 'If we had any say in the matter, none of us would have been killed here.' Say to them, 'Even if you had remained in your homes, those of you who were destined to be killed would nevertheless have been killed. But it was Allah's will to test your faith and purge what is in your hearts. Allah has knowledge of the secrets of your hearts. As for those of you who turned their backs on the day when the two armies met, they failed in their duty because they were seduced by Shaitan on account of some of their shortcomings. But now Allah has pardoned them, for Allah is forgiving, forbearing. O believers, Do not be like the unbelievers who speak of those brethren of theirs who died during their travels on the earth or while engaged in fighting. Had they but stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed. Allah makes such thinking a cause of regret and anguish in their hearts. It is Allah who gives life and death. Allah is observant of all your actions. If you should die or get killed in the cause of Allah, His forgiveness and mercy will be far better than all the riches you could gather. Whether you die or get killed, all of you will be brought before Allah. O Muhammad, it is a great mercy of Allah that you were very gentle with them. Had you been rough or hard-hearted, they would have deserted you. Therefore, pardon them and ask Allah's forgiveness for them. Consult them in the conduct of affairs, and when you make a decision to do something, then put your trust in Allah. Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. If Allah helps you, then there is none who can overcome you. If He forsakes you, then who else is there other than Him who can help you? Therefore, in Allah let the believers put their trust. It is not conceivable that any prophet would hold back from the spoils of war. For anyone who holds back shall bring along whatever he has been withholding on the day of resurrection. Then every soul shall be paid back in full what it has earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Can it be conceivable that a person who is seeking the good pleasure of Allah will behave like one who has incurred the wrath of Allah and is ultimately doomed to hell, which is an evil refuge? These two kinds of people have quite different levels in the sight of Allah. Allah is observant of all their actions. Allah has done a great favor to the believers that He raised among them a Rasul from among themselves, reciting to them the revelations of Allah, sanctifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom, although before this they were in manifest error. How is it that when you are afflicted with a loss, after you yourselves had inflicted losses twice as heavy upon your enemy in the Battle of Badr, you exclaimed, "Whose fault was that?" Say to them, "It was your own fault. Allah has power over everything. The misfortune which befell you when the two armies met in the Battle of Uhud was with the leave of Allah, so that He might know the true believers and the hypocrites. When it was said to them, 'Come fight for the cause of Allah, or at least defend yourselves,' they replied, 'Had we known how to fight, we would certainly come with you.' On that day they were nearer to unbelief than to belief, for they uttered with their mouths what was not in their hearts. Allah is quite aware of what they were concealing. Such are the ones who, as they sat at home, said of their brothers, 'Had they listened to us, they would not have been killed.' Ask them, 'Avert death from your own selves when it comes to you, if you speak the truth. Never think of those who are slain in the cause of Allah as dead. Nay, they are alive, and well provided for by their Rabb. They are pleased with what Allah has given them, and they are also happy to think that there is nothing to fear or to regret for those believers whom they left behind and who have not yet joined them in their bliss. They feel happy to have received Allah's grace and bounty and have come to know that most surely Allah does not waste the reward of the believers. As for those who, even after their injuries during the Battle of Uhud, responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul to follow the Quraysh army which was gathering to attack again, there will be a great reward for such of those who do righteous deeds and refrain from evil, and who, when the people told them, 'Your enemies have mustered a great force against you,' fear them, grew more firm in their faith and replied, 'Allah's help is all sufficient for us. He is the best protector.' As a result, they returned home with blessings and grace from Allah and suffered no harm at all. Besides this, they had the honor of following what pleased Allah, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. Now you must have realized that it was the shaitan who was trying to prompt you to fear his followers. But have no fear of them. Fear me if you are true believers. O Muhammad, let not those who rush headlong into unbelief grieve you. Surely they can do absolutely no harm to Allah. Allah intends to give them no share in the hereafter. they shall have a grievous punishment. Those who barter away faith for unbelief will in no way harm Allah. They shall have a painful punishment. Let not the unbelievers think that our granting of respite is good for their souls. We grant them respite so that they may add more to their sins. They shall have a disgraceful punishment. Allah will not leave the believers in their present condition. You are in this condition only until He separates the evil from the good. Allah will not do this by disclosing to you the secrets of the unseen. As for disclosing the unseen, Allah chooses those of His Rasuls whom He pleases. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Rasul. If you have faith and guard yourselves against evil, you shall have a great reward. Let not those who are stingy in giving for charity from what Allah has blessed them with think that it is good for them. Nay, it is very bad for them. All the wealth they hoarded with stingy behavior will be hung around their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. It is Allah who will inherit the heavens and the earth. Allah is well aware of all your actions. Allah has heard the statement of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. Their words are recorded, and so is their unjust killings of the prophets. On the day of judgment we shall say, taste now the torment of burning. Here is the reward of your misdeeds. Allah is not unjust to His servants. They also claim, Allah has commanded us to believe in no Rasul unless He shows us a sacrifice consumed by a fire from the heaven. Ask them, other prophets before me have come to you with clear arguments and showed this miracle you are asking for. Why did you kill them if what you say is true? O Muhammad, if they reject you by calling you an impostor, so did they reject other Rasuls before you, although they brought them clear signs, psalms, and the enlightening book. Every soul shall taste death. You shall receive your full reward for everything which you have striven for on the day of resurrection. Whoever is spared from the fire and is admitted into paradise will have attained the objective of this worldly life. For the life of this world is nothing but an illusory enjoyment. You shall certainly be tested through your wealth and with your persons, and you will certainly hear much that is harmful from those who were given the book before you and from the mushrikeen. But if you endure with patience and have fear of Allah, this will surely be a proof of your firm determination. When Allah made the covenant with those who were given the book, they were asked to spread the teachings of the book to mankind and not to conceal them. But they cast it behind their backs and sold them for a petty price. What a bad bargain they made. Those who rejoice in their misdeeds and wish to be praised for what they have not actually done should never think that they will escape the punishment. In fact, they shall have a painful punishment, for all the dominions of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah, who has power over everything. For sure, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah while standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and meditate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, then cry out, Our Rabb, you have not created this in vain. Glory to you. Save us from the punishment of fire. Our Rabb, those whom you cast into the fire will be in eternal shame. And there shall be no helper for such wrongdoers. Our Rabb, we have heard someone calling to the true faith, saying, Believe in your Rabb. So we have believed. Our Rabb, forgive us our sins, remove from us our evil deeds, and make us die with the righteous. Our Rabb, grant us what you have promised through your Rasuls, and save us from the shame on the day of resurrection, for you never break your promise. So their Rabb answers their prayers, saying, I will not let the good deed of any worker among you, whether a male or a female, be wasted. You are the offspring of one another, those who had to leave their homes or were expelled therefrom, and those who suffered persecution for my sake and fought and were killed. I will forgive them their sins and admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow, a prize from Allah, and Allah holds the finest prize. Do not be deceived by the free movement of the unbelievers in this land. Their enjoyment is brief. their ultimate home shall be hell, an evil refuge. As for those who fear their Rabb, there shall be gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will live therein forever. This will be their welcome from Allah, and what Allah possesses is the best for righteous people. There are some among the people of the book who truly believe in Allah, and what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what has been revealed to them before you. They humble themselves before Allah, and do not sell the revelations of Allah for a petty price. For them, there will be a reward from their Rabb. Surely Allah is very swift in settling all accounts. O believers, be patient. Excel in patience during confrontation. Hold yourselves ready for battle, and have fear of Allah, so that you may succeed. Surat al-An-Nisa, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind,